Minister, I'm sure at this stage you would have watched the Primetime documentary that was aired on the 31st of May, and it revealed the devastating consequences of a profound failure in state regulation in relation to the manufacture of concrete blocks. The concrete block is the core component of the family home, the vast majority of family homes across Ireland. And I see Foreign Minister Paddy Coffey there behind you, who's been in Donegal in his time and examined this issue. Essentially, what is happening in Donegal is that family homes are literally falling apart. Families are having to make choices about, do they continue to live in their home and risk the roof falling down on top of their family because of the impact on the gables of their home. Now, you have set up an expert panel to look at this issue, but I'm saying to you very clearly, Minister, that the terms of reference of that panel are inadequate. First of all, you have asked the panel to only look at the issue as it pertains to private homes. I can tell you and confirm to you that Donegal County Council have examined hundreds of their housing stock, and they have confirmed that very, very large numbers are affected by this disaster, frankly, for many families across that county. Also the issue affects schools, apparently, and other public buildings. Yet you have only said to this panel to look at it as it pertains to private homes. I'm asking you to simply amend the terms of reference to make sure that this panel can investigate the matter as it pertains to private and public homes. Also, you need to clarify, can the panel actually recommend a redress scheme similar to the Pyrite redress scheme that was rightly put in place for families who were devastated in the Dublin and North Leinster area? And also, you need to clarify, there are families who've had to make difficult choices. Families who had money set aside for education of their children in years to come, who've had to rebuild the outer leaf of their home. They had no choice. They couldn't wait for government to take action here. So I'm asking you today to clarify those matters. I know you're going to go to the county. I know you're going to meet families soon, Minister English, and you're going to meet, hopefully, with a delegation from Donegal County Council. But you need to be aware that this was a matter that in your county, public representatives took action about when it impacted in terms of Pyrite. This issue impacts on hundreds of homes and probably thousands of homes across Donegal. It was caused by a profound failure in state regulation. You left it to manufacturers to make sure that their products, the concrete block, was built to the required standard. So I urge you, Minister, to clarify that today, to take this opportunity to assure us that you will amend those terms of reference.
In April this year, an expert panel on concrete blocks was established to investigate the problems that have emerged in the concrete blockwork of certain dwellings in Donegal and in Mayo. And in fairness to your own colleague here, Senator Paddy Coffey, I think that expert panel was set up quite quickly compared to other panels in the past as well. I think we have to recognise the time frame there, so I think it's important that it's up and running and doing its work. In May, the expert panel held meetings with representatives from the MICA Action Group and with elected members and officials from Donegal County Council in order to seek any information that may be available on the nature of the problems that have emerged in the blockwork and the affected homes. The panel's report will be due October 2016, which I look forward to receiving and seeing where we go from there. I am aware that the elected members of Donegal County Council welcomed the establishment of the expert panel during the meeting on the 12th of May last and have corresponded the same with me in a request for a meeting as well. I am also aware that the elected members expressed the view that the panel's terms of reference were too narrow and proposed that the terms of reference be amended to include buildings owned by public authorities. However, unlike many private homeowners, public authorities are generally better equipped and better resourced to investigate any problems that may have emerged with their buildings and to identify appropriate remedial solutions. In the specific case of local authority dwellings in Donegal that may be affected by defective blockwork, it will be a matter in the first instance for the council to deal with. As the owner of these properties and as the organisation most familiar with their construction, to investigate the nature of the problems, to establish the number of dwellings affected, and to identify practical and cost-effective solutions that will address the problems. Subsequently, it will be a matter for the council to present a detailed business case to my department for its consideration, should capital funding for remedial works be required on foot of their investigations. This is in line with standard practice in such matters generally and in other areas as well. For the avoidance of any doubt, my department will examine any proposals brought forward by Donegal County Council in this matter and will work closely with the Council to resolve any problems that have been identified in the concrete blockwork of their social housing stock in order to facilitate the delivery of cost-effective and timely solutions. In this context, I intend, as I was comparing with the Taoiseach a few weeks ago on the floor of the Dáil, I intend to visit a number of private homeowners in North Donegal next week, and at some stage to visit Mayo as well in the near future, and I can guarantee you that we'll do that as well. And as part of that visit, I will meet with elected members from Donegal County Council in order to listen to their concerns on these matters. And as I said, they were in touch with me by written correspondence in the last few days, and I've written back to them to confirm that we will meet. Hopefully that meeting will happen next week. Ultimately, the terms of reference involve establishing the facts behind the problems in Donegal and Mayo, engage in consultation and outlining technical solutions for addressing the problems identified in order to assist affected homeowners. I have no proposals to amend the terms of reference of the expert panel, particularly given that the panel are already 2 months into their investigations. In this regard, I will await the outcome of the panel's report before considering what further actions may be required to assist the parties directly involved in reaching a satisfactory resolution to the problems that have engaged in the two counties. And to be very clear, the expert panel, I think, are moving quite quickly. They didn't waste any time after they were set up and a chair appointed to visit Donegal and to visit Mayo as well. So I think we'll let them do their work first and we'll see what comes out of that. And you referenced the pirate situation in North Dublin and in County Meath as well. I'm very much involved in that campaign over the years, very much understand what it's all about and what had to happen eventually to make it work. It took a lot of time, but those homes have been fixed, and hopefully in the next 12 to 18 months all those homes affected will have been addressed and will have been fixed as well. It's a step-by-step procedure, but first of all you have to identify exactly what's behind all of this, and that's what the first job of the expert panel as well, and then we'll take from there.
Do you want to make a brief supplementary comment?
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. The issue here, Minister, is that we've had statutory instruments since 1949, and we've had building control regulations and standards right through the decades that followed. This is a serious, profound failure in state regulation, and it stares you in the face. I'm sure you've watched the documentary, you've seen for yourself, Minister Coffey has certainly seen for himself the impact of this. So I can't understand why it is that you can't ensure that the terms of reference of this panel are not amended immediately to allow them to examine the impact on the private and public housing stock. Why is that important? Because then you'll have a full sense of the challenge and scale that lies ahead. You also give a vague commitment that the County Council can submit in Donegal or indeed in Mayo for that matter, costings, and there might be a capital grant. We're talking here about a huge amount of money that would be taken away from other services in Donegal, other local services, and would have to be deployed towards this issue. So I'm asking you to amend the terms of reference now, and then finally, Cathaoirleach, to say this. You've pointed out your own involvement in the pirate campaign in your home county, and well done on that. And rightly, the families there were given a pirate redress scheme, and fair play for the campaign they put in. Will you give a commitment here and now that the government will put in place a MICA redress scheme to assure families in Donegal and a scheme to assure families in Mayo that their nightmare that they're living through will be addressed, and will be addressed by the state and by government whose failure, profound failure, caused the problem in the first place?
Minister, briefly to...
Just to be very clear, the expert panel are set up and their job is to establish the facts. You have your facts, and you've assumed that they are the position you're taking up. That's fine. You're very much involved. You're involved in this before I was. The programme of prime time addresses certain issues as well. But there's a panel set up, independent of you or me and anybody else, to establish the facts. That's the first procedure to be implemented. So if you don't mind, I think it would be advisable that we would stay with that. It's a couple of months for them to complete their work, and I will engage with them, work with them, I'll visit the sites myself, but that's where it's at, and that's an important place to establish the full facts behind this, and then we will take it from there. And I think you'll have to understand that, and I think most colleagues of all parties and none will accept that...
I didn't interrupt.
You'll meet the cross-party delegation,
and you'll hear from them. They don't accept...
Let the Minister respond. I've been very fair to you.
I think any logical person would accept that you have to approach this. First of all, you have to establish the facts of exactly what happened here. Is it one reason? Was there a combination of reasons? I understand you have your view on it. That's fine. Right? That's fine. But we have an independent expert panel to inform both these houses exactly what happened there. And then we can judge what happens. And in the meantime, I will go up there myself to meet residents, to meet the council, meet councillors, cross-party, anybody who wants to meet me. There's no problem there whatsoever. The door is open. And we will establish all the facts behind this as well and take it in a procedure from thereafter. And that's the best way to address this. It's the way we've implemented other schemes. You comment on the pyrite scheme. It was the same approach. First of all, we established the facts behind it. And each situation is different. The pyrite and the mica situation are different, but we'll establish the facts. To me, that's the right way to go, and I will continue the work that Paddy Coffey has started on this to try to get a solution to this in the end.
Thank you, Minister. We now move on to the next item.